about this one. We have the Honoring Our Veterans car show. So this is going to take place on Saturday from 9 until 2 at Baraboo Candy Company. This is a fourth annual car show, and it benefits the Badger Honor Flight.
I love it. And I know this year they even grew it a little bit, more prizes. They've got more space for more cars. So that's very, very cool. So whether you want to enter or whether you're a spectator, great way to spend a Saturday for sure. Now, there's a lot of live music on Saturday as well. So where would you like to touch on with this, Ben?
Okay, deep breath. All right, we have a doubleheader at Tumbled Rock. They're going to have Kaylin Cole in the afternoon and Robert J. in the evening. Broken Bottle is also going to have a doubleheader. Local native Abby Spencer in the afternoon and Straight Whiskey Serenade in the evening. And if that's not enough for you, we also have some live music at Balanced Rock Winery. Some other Native Sons, the Blacker Brothers Band, they'll be performing from 5 until 7:30 at Balanced Rock Saturday night.
All right, so lots of options on Saturday, whether you want an adult beverage, you want to see some garden, whether you want to take a tour, whether you want to hit farmers markets, Saturday markets. I mean, it's really all laid out there, and we'll tell you how to find all that information in just a minute. Then as we look ahead to Sunday, there's a few things on the calendar as well. So tell us what else is happening on Sunday.
Yes, we've got a big one. The monthly Baraboo Sunday Market returns. It's the last Sunday of the month. So we have things that are homegrown, vintage, handmade, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Courthouse Square.
All right, so definitely check that out. And then, of course, a whole lot of live music on Sunday as well, different places, correct?
Yes, here's the rundown. We have Corey Matthew Hart at Tumbled Rock early in the afternoon, and he'll be followed by Joyanne Parker, also at Tumbled Rock. We're going to have Never Odd or Even performing at Broken Bottle Winery Sunday afternoon, and then at Balanced Rock Winery, 7,000 apart. Lots of choices Sunday afternoon for live
music. Absolutely, absolutely. So a great way to spend your Sunday. And then I want to jump a little bit ahead on the calendar to something that's going to take place before we talk again. The Brass Quintet Concert happening over at Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library next Wednesday. If you could tell us a little bit about that, because this sounds like a really awesome event.
Happy to.
As well.
We all can use a little culture in our
yes,
lives, don't you
absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. I mean, you've heard this show. We could definitely use some culture. Yes.
The Driftless Brass Quintet is going to be performing. We've got some local names in this group, by the way. You've heard of Griffin James. You've probably heard of Amy Hill. They're going to perform from 6:30 to 7:45. As you mentioned, that's going to be Wednesday at the library. And hey, it's a free show.
There you go. So if you want some great music, and I happen to know a couple of those names in there, and I know how awesome they are and what great musicians they are, so you are definitely in for a treat. So check that out. Now, again, there's a lot going on this weekend. We can't touch on everything, but if you want to check out the full calendar of events, Ben, where's the best place to get all that information?
Yes, find it at our website, baraboo.com.
Awesome. So definitely go check that out. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday morning, okay?
Same here. Talk to you then.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Remember, if you want more information about anything happening in Baraboo this weekend, and again, full calendar of events, baraboo.com is where you need to go. Weekends Are Best here on Max FM is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden outlining his reasons for stepping aside in the 2024 election. He held an Oval Office address last night. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House this morning.
The president coming before cameras, explaining to the American people his remarkable decision to pass that torch. It is a move that not only will preserve his legacy, but now define it. Now, the president did make no mention, though, of how he got to this moment. No mention of those concerns about his age and mental sharpness that led so many Democrats to question his ability to serve another term. president did make clear to do more to tackle reproductive rights. And perhaps more than all, he wants to get out the vote for Kamala Harris.
Harris and Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu separately today. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will meet with Netanyahu tomorrow. The bodies of five hostages retrieved from Gaza. The IDF says all five were killed October 7th. First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Paris. She is greeting American athletes ahead of the Paris Olympics. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An attempted traffic stop that happened late Tuesday night led to a manhunt for a suspect who is thought to be armed and dangerous. According to a news release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, a Sauk Prairie police officer attempted to stop a red minivan suspected of being driven by an intoxicated driver around 11 p.m. That vehicle drove away, driving recklessly at high speeds on Highway 78. A few minutes later, a Sauk County deputy spotted the minivan on Highway 113 near County Road DL and followed it toward Baraboo. Stop sticks were used southeast of Baraboo on Highway 113 and Water Street near Manchester Road, but the vehicle avoided them and continued north at high speeds, eventually crashing a short distance later. As deputies arrived at the crash scene, the male driver fired gunshots at them before running into a wooded area. One deputy suffered a minor injury during that incident. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, who has yet to be located. Miller is described as a white man with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He has ties to the Sauk and Juneau County areas. If anyone has information regarding Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from now right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. Warm and humid. Highs in the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7. We're gonna make it.
Let's groove. There is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Of course, playing Earth, Wind, and Fire this morning because Verdeen White of the group is celebrating his 73rd birthday. And really, like, you need a reason to get down to Earth, Wind, and
right.
Fire. I mean, let's be honest. You pull out the horns and you're like, all right, this is good stuff. And let's it just kind of goes from there. So, but yeah, I mean, if we have a specific reason, of course, we're going to pull it out. And again, I probably could have pulled that out for any old reason. This morning, just because it's Thursday and we're in a good mood because it's almost the weekend, right?
Yes.
And we are starting to celebrate. It is Friday Eve officially. Now, I found this to be very interesting this morning. If you plan on doing any sort of road trips or you want to maybe get out of Wisconsin and go hit up a new state, you know, maybe you haven't made your travel plans based on how friendly the locals are to outsiders in a certain state, but that can certainly have an impact on how your trip goes. Newsweek has a ranking now of all 50 states based on how friendly they are to tourists. And according to this survey of travelers on social media, the states in the Northeast have a reputation for being rude. So obviously, that might not be something new to a lot of us. I think we've heard that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
New York was actually named the rudest state in America, followed by Arkansas, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Washington, New Hampshire, Nevada, Florida, and then Rhode Island. No single area of the country dominated the friendliest states list, so there wasn't that southern hospitality, although a few of the states made it. Zero states in the Northeast, though, made the cut for being one of the friendliest states to visit. And again, I think you have to take that with a grain of salt, because I've traveled along the eastern coast, and of course it's just like anywhere else. I mean, I've ran into some really rude people around, you know, these parts. I've ran into some really rude people when I've been in the Midwest part of the United States, and equally I've run into some really awesome people as well. So I think you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. Maybe
yeah.
The Midwest nice thing that we have going on here makes us amplify things a little more though, or something. I don't know.
There's some nice people everywhere, and there's some rude people everywhere. Now, I have to ask you, because you recently went to New York,
mm-hmm.
How did you find the people there? If you were to average it out, more rude people or people okay?
I think they were just fine. Here's the thing about some of these bigger places that I think we forget. Life there in those big on the East Coast, no matter where you're at, it moves really, really quickly, right? Especially if you're in New York. I mean, things are moving fast. You don't have time to worry about other people. You're trying to get from one place to another. And I think for a lot of people, that's perceived as rudeness. And maybe it is, but to me, it's just they've got things that they've got to get to. While we're there visiting, they're still trying to live their life, right? And they've got to get here to appointments. They've got to get here for jobs. Maybe they've got this going on. And to me, I don't find that to be rude. I just find it them trying to, you know, move with the flow of things and get
right.
where they need to go. And, you know, it is one of the busiest cities in the world just because of the amount of tourists who come. They probably get tired of people looky-looing around and moving at a snail's pace down the sidewalk when they're really just trying to get to work, right? Like, so you got to take it a little bit with a grain of salt and see it from their perspective as well. I mean, they probably are just trying to live life while we're sitting there with our stupid map and phone going, do I go right here or do I go, you know, kind of thing. I mean,
sure.
They're just like, I could you move? I got to get to the office today.
In a slightly smaller scale, that's not much different than if you're in Wisconsin Dells and you're
right?
working in some type of capacity
yes.
where you're dealing with tourists there.
Right.
You know, I mean, during the summer months, it's crazy. I mean, it's intense.
It is. And this summer has been very, very busy over in the Dells area. I've tried to avoid downtown Dells. I've had enough experience out at the outlet mall to know that the downtown, if that's how busy the outlet mall is on a Friday night, I can't imagine what the downtown where all of the shops and stuff are. I'm going to assume that that is insane. Now, here's the other thing, too. I dealt with tourists and worked in the tourism industry while I was going to college. I've talked about this before. I mean, not many people can say they were a tour guide at the world's only Corn Palace. There are a select few of us, and thank goodness for the rest of you that that's the case. But I understand. I mean, sometimes at the peak of our season, because we counted people as they came through the door, we had one of those automatic counter things. And we would sometimes see up to 1.5 million people from from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Now, sometimes those were just people coming in to use the bathroom, but they were still in the building and they still got counted. So we're talking 1.5 million people in basically a 3-month time span. And let me tell you, I mean, you get asked really stupid things and you have to pretend it's the first time you've ever been asked that really stupid thing. You have to give directions to the same place about 900 times a day, and you have to pretend that it's the first time you've given those directions to somebody in that time. It's probably not even the first time you've given those same directions in the last 5 minutes, quite honestly. So there were days when it was a little harder to go in there and be like, yay, people. Mm-hmm. I mean,
be
you know,
cheerleader, it's,
yeah, you know, but that's what you do. And some days it was harder and some days we had to really fake it to make it. I mean, it's how it goes. So I completely understand when you're in a very tourist friendly area, when sometimes the people who are waiting on you or helping you, maybe it is a faked excitement, but I get it. I get why it's a faked excitement. And I think I've even said that to somebody before. Like, I get it. I'm so sorry I'm going to bother you with this because I am probably the 900th person who's asked you the same question today. I've been where you're at, but I really need your opinion on this, or I need help with this. I think I've said those words to people because I do. I totally get it. I totally get it.
But first impressions can make all the difference.
They can.
I mean, if you're going into a place and you get rude service, then that can change your whole perception of that venue or business or whatever, you know?
Which is why some days working at the world's only Corn Palace, we would fake it to make it just because of that reason, right? And we wanted people to feel welcome when they came in the doors. And it wasn't that they weren't, but sometimes dealing with that influx of people and sometimes busloads of people, which is what we dealt with a lot, it got to be a lot in a 6 to 8 hour shift, depending
on... That's what I was going to ask you was how long was your shift?
It depended on the shift. We had different ones because the Corn Palace at the time, and I don't know what their hours are now, it opened at 8 a.m. and it was open until 10 p.m. Now, there were several days because I helped manage and was on the gift shop floor as well. So there were a lot of days during the summer that I would get there at 7:30 to open up, and I would tour guide until about 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon with an hour lunch. And then I would go down to the floor and I would work down there as well doing the gift shop route instead of the tours. And then I would sell people their corn trinkets. And then I would do that from like 3 until close. And then, of course, there was the close. There was the counting of the registers and all that. So we were ending our day sometimes around 11:30 at night. So it got to be a lot. It was a lot. And let me tell you, there's nothing eerier than walking through a Corn Palace with the lights off and a flashlight where you're while you're checking all the doors. Mm. Nothing eerier, people. If that's ever been a stop on your on a vacation destination, just remember that building and then think about it with all the lights turned off as you're making your way through there. It was we had to do that in groups because, you know, sometimes they were always worried that people, because it was a free location, they were worried people would come in and then sneak off and then end up somewhere in the building where they weren't supposed to be. So we always had to do the whole going through the building in, at dark with a group of people, with like 2 or 3 of us, just in case, because it had actually happened a few times. People had snuck off, thought they were going to stay overnight in the world's only Corn Palace. And good thing we had a connecting door right to the Mitchell, South Dakota Police Department, because it was literally a knock on the door and they came and handled the situation from there. But I totally get why people would, why sometimes it's hard, especially when you're dealing with out of towners, we'll put it in air quotes.
Right.
But yes, you're right. First impressions are very important. And I will say this, when I worked at the Corn Palace myself and a few of my other tour guides, we actually received awards from the governor of South Dakota for exemplary behavior and exemplary care of our tourists. They could recommend us through a quick little form at the time, because obviously old school, you had to write things out, send it in. It wasn't an online form like it would be today. And we did actually receive awards for our service at the Corn Palace, a few of us. So we always took that as that was a big thing for us. But again, there were some days when faking it to making it was really all you could do, especially if I closed up at the night before and it was 11 o'clock when I walked out of there and then had to turn around and be back at 7:30 the next morning. And we had a few of those days.
I'm always impressed with those people that can keep that energy level up through that long of a shift, you know, where you're dealing with people on a constant basis. You're in the customer service arena, and you have to keep that energy level
right
up.
Right. That's kind of the reason why, like, if I do get bad service somewhere, I think that's part of the reason why I'm a little bit more tolerant, because if you've ever worked in that vein, you understand that some days it's really, really hard, and not every customer is created the same, right? Not every customer is nice either. And so I think that's why I always try to take it with a grain of salt and at least give that business another chance, because we've talked about this before. You never know if that person you've encountered is having a really bad day. Maybe they just got in trouble at work for something that wasn't their fault or that they couldn't help. Maybe they just got yelled at by another customer. Maybe there's something really going on in their personal life. So I always try to give that business another shot, because, you know, you might go in there the next time and it might be completely different based on what's going on in that person's day. Mm-hmm. So I always take it with a grain of salt, give them one or two opportunities. Then if it stays the same, then you know this is more of a pattern and less of a just a one-off. But I do. I always try to give them another chance, because you never quite know. I mean, it's easier said than done sometimes, and I know it's easier to be like, oh, I'm just never going to do that again, but sometimes you got to think of it from that person's aspect, like what's actually going on in their world.
It's like going into a restaurant when it's packed, you know?
Right.
I mean, the food industry just in general, that's a tough gig to pull off.
Yes, absolutely.
You've got so many customers, and like you said, they're not all created equal. Some of them can be pretty rude in themselves, you know? So, yeah. I don't know.
I always try to keep an open mind. I do. It doesn't matter where we go. I always try to have an open mind about how things are going, because, again, you just never quite know what somebody's backstory is on that particular day or in that particular moment. Now, according to the results from Newsweek, the friendliest state in America is Minnesota. So Minnesota nice, it's actually a thing, people. And, you know, here's what I would say. Yes, I would agree to that. Have lived in Minnesota for a few years. I would totally agree with that. Everybody in Minnesota is very nice, but it's just like anything else. When you get into Minneapolis, people are busy. It's a metro area, right? They've got things to do. They've got places to go. And if you're just there on a little vacation or a trip, yeah, generally they're pretty nice. But when you're encountering people on the street, it's going to be like anywhere else. They're going to go around you. They're going to be bothered if you're standing in the middle of the sidewalk and you're trying to figure out where you're going and they need to get somewhere. Because again, they live there, they go through life every day here, and you're just a bothersome tourist now trying to find your way down the sidewalk, you know, and they know where they're going, kind of thing. So I would say, just like anywhere else, you're going to encounter that once in a while as well. But Minnesota nice really is a real thing. It really truly is. And we encountered that with neighbors and things in our little suburb. I mean, people are, they go above and beyond, even if they don't know you. We encountered that, you know, and we weren't close to anybody in our little suburban area, but everybody, if they realized that somebody was ill or somebody was hurt or something like that, can we do anything? Do you need help with this? I mean, I have no idea who you are, but thank you. Thank you for the offer. And we usually didn't need it, but we always appreciated it. But it's a real thing, people. Minnesota nice. And you should experience it once in a while. Now, the rest of the top 10, as far as friendliest goes, include Tennessee. But I think, too, doesn't that have to do maybe a little bit of that Southern hospitality? And again, as we've been talking, a very touristy, few touristy destinations in Tennessee as well. South Carolina also makes the top 10, along with Texas. Wyoming is also on the list. Well, Wyoming, they're just happy to get people through, honestly. They're like, woo, new population. Yes. Indiana is also on the list. Colorado, Kansas also makes the top 10. Oklahoma and Hawaii are also in the top 10 as far as friendly goes. Now, I was looking at this map. Here in the great state of Wisconsin, we're doing okay. I mean, we're kind of middle of the pack. In fact, we come in at number 26 as far as friendliness goes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not horrible. We're doing okay. 8 on the list. You have Illinois that's doing a little better. They're at number 14. And then Iowa, another state right around here, they're at number 29 on the list. So, I mean, all in all, Midwest nice. It's kind of a thing. Obviously, Minnesota, they think they have to be a little better than the rest of us and get number 1. But that's okay. That's okay. That's we'll let them have that, right?
Sure.
Exactly. So there you go. I mean, it depends. I think you just got to take it all with a grain of salt. I think sometimes people get a little hung up on, was this area really nice or was this area not really nice? I mean, you got to look at the people overall in general. You're always going to encounter rude people, right? I think that's a thing. You're always going to come across somebody who's not the nicest, but I think you got to look at an area overall to determine, were the people generally nice? I mean, yeah, okay, there was that one jerk that I came across, mm-hmm. but everybody else.
Even in Minnesota, you'll find that one jerk, right?
You will find a jerk or two. Yes, maybe a couple. Yes, I did have my encounter with them as well. So do a little traveling this summer. Don't let the map scare you. Go somewhere that you're going to enjoy, and never mind if they're going to be friendly or unfriendly. I promise you'll encounter a few people who are pretty awesome along the way. Yeah. Now, speaking of awesome people along the way, we've got a couple tickets we got to give away here this morning, Finn, because Eric Michael Gillette is going to be performing at the Al Ringling Theater next Friday night. That is August 2nd, if you're, you know, looking at a calendar. And, I mean, this is a guy who's got quite the resume. He spent a few years as a ringmaster. He's also been on several different TV shows and movies, including The Producers and Made in Manhattan. And he's also been on Broadway as well. So you can bet that this is going to be one heck of a show and a really, really good one at the Al Ringling Theater. So if you would like to go see Eric Michael Gillette at the Al Ringling Theater again next Friday night, all you have to do is text us right now, 355-9970. Tell us you want a pair of tickets, and they are absolutely yours, and you are going to get some first-class entertainment over at the Al Ringling Theater. Again, you got to text now, though, 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast right now, warm and muggy from now through basically the end of the weekend. Well, once this fog lifts today, which out here on Goose Poop Pond, it's finally starting to lift, Finn. We are one of the last places that usually loses the fog. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 80. It's like this cloud cover right over Goose Poop Pond all the time. Sometimes it's only foggy here and not foggy anywhere else, but I think that's because of the water. 57 tonight, then sunny and 81 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Saturday and Sunday, warm and humid, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it is 58. And again, giving away tickets to Eric Michael Gillette over at the Al Ringling Theater next Friday night. If you'd like to go see this incredible show, you just need to text us now to tell us you want to go. 355-9970.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer.
Perky poodles,
soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer, Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
99.7, it's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Oh, we are just about to another weekend. Hanging in there for a couple of more days. We can do this, though, right? We've come this far. It's a little pep talk for the week. Sometimes I got to give myself one, too. It's easier to do it all at the same time. Pete Townsend now. Let my love open the door on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:33 right now. Giving away a pair of tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette over at the Al Ringling Theater next Friday night. That is August 2nd. We get to say a big congratulations to Amy from Partyville this morning. She is on her way to a really great show. He's been on TV. He's been on Broadway. He's been in movies. And, of course, a former ringmaster. It is going to be a fantastic performance. And now Amy gets to go see it. So, again, more chances to win here on Max FM. We have more tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette on tomorrow morning here on Max FM. So be listening, all right? All you have to do is text. We'll make it super easy for you. Let's see. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be warm and muggy from now through basically the end of the weekend. Temperature is going to be in the 80s with lots of sunshine. Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We're also going to take a look at sports. And right now, it is time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 173rd Columbia County Fair. Events will be taking place Wednesday through Sunday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Buildings will be open from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. each day, except for Sunday, which will be 10 a.m. until 5. There are a ton of events all week long with great live entertainment, beer and wine gardens, vendors, exhibits, and so much more. Get all the details at ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association invites you to their annual garden tour. It's going to be happening 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 27th. It's in the Sauk Prairie and Merrimack area this year. Take advantage of gardening demonstrations and fresh produce markets to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring questions for the garden hosts and master gardeners and register for a door prize. You can get your tickets right now by visiting the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Facebook page. Plus, you could stop into the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Consumers Co-op office in Sauk City. Again, this will be Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 4 p.m.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
William Contreras clubbed a tie-breaking double in the ninth to give the Brewers a 3-2 win over the Cubs at Wrigley on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jacob Junis tossing three innings of scoreless relief for his third win of the season. Before the game, the Brewers placed outfielder Christian Yelich on the injured list, dealing with more back issues.
He's been an offensive machine, and the attitude he brings, I mean, it's a huge loss. Hopefully we can get him back. He tried like heck to play injured, and it's been going on for a while now, and Obviously, hopefully we can get him back.
Manager Pat Murphy, Yelich scheduled to see a spine specialist today. He missed nearly a month earlier this season with similar back issues. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Pirates over the Cardinals 5-0. Reds beat the Braves 9-4. Packers get a day off today after three straight days of workouts. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow. Jordan Love still a holdout, but two sides feel confident that a deal is coming soon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from now right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. Warm and humid. Highs in the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 99.7.
Warming up nicely this morning. I love it. It is 8:38 right now. Here is Billy Idol with Moni Moni.
Here she come now, say Moni Moni. Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on Moni. Hey, she give me love and I feel all right now. You gotta talk. We'll be right back.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:42 right now, and I don't know what's going on this morning, Finn, but the teenager is up already. He is already up for the day. He has been downstairs to have a conversation with me already, and it took me by surprise because, well, the sun is barely up in his world. I'm not sure why he's up already. I said, what's going on? I said, are you feeling okay? Because the only time he really gets up early is when he doesn't feel well, and he's like, I feel fine. I just couldn't sleep anymore. I'm like, in my head, maybe it was like the 11, 12 hours you've gotten the last couple of nights in a row. That
the stuff that we're jealous of.
Right? The body was like, no more sleep. Get me up. Get me moving.
You can't sleep anymore.
Oh, my gosh. And then he's so funny because last night I made homemade Nutter Butter cookies. Now, we all know that I try to eat as healthy and clean as I possibly can. Some of it by choice, some of it because when I did lose the weight, we found out that I had some sensitivities to quite a few things. And one of the things that I've missed the most is just some of those snacky type things, right? And Nutter Butters, are they the best thing in the world? No, but who doesn't love delicious peanut butter, right?
I mean, exactly.
And so I was scrolling around on the social the other day and I was like, ooh, homemade Nutter Butter, three ingredients, clean recipe. What is this all about? Easiest thing I've ever made. It's literally a cup of almond flour, a half a cup of pure maple syrup, and then a third cup of your favorite nut butter. Whether you want to use peanut butter, because some people have an allergy, that might not be a thing. Whether you want to use an almond butter, something like that. You mix it all up. You take them and you scoop them into little balls. I would suggest chilling it for a little bit because it's really sticky. I made that mistake, but didn't matter. Tasted delicious. You roll it into balls about a teaspoon size, and then you lay them on a pan so that your balls are literally like two are touching each other so they connect when you bake them. Then you take your fork and you press them down, making like a little hash mark in the middle, right? And then you bake them at 350 for 10 to 12 minutes, depending on your stove. And then you let them completely cool. And then you put your favorite nut butter in the center. Oh, they are exquisite. They are so
amazing. And did the household enjoy these too?
Corey did not. He's skeptical of anything that I make that doesn't have like real sugar or real flour in it. Dexter, however, came down this morning and he had one. They don't make very many, and I actually doubled my recipe. In fact, if you just do the recipe as I told you, you're literally going to get three little Nutter Butter sandwiches out of the whole thing, right? So I doubled it. I got six out of it. So he came downstairs and he's eating something, and I said, "What are you eating?" I had the rest of the Nutter Butters. I was like, I don't make all this stuff specifically for you. Although I love you very, very much. Sometimes it's for mom too. Mostly for mom. Mostly for me. Hello, I'm the one who can't eat anything. So he did enjoy some Nutter Butters with some milk this morning for breakfast.
See, if you want any more of it, you just have to hide it. You have to lock it up where they can't find it.
Oh, I tried that. Oh, no, he finds it. He finds it. He really does. He's got like squirrel powers. That's what
I was telling him. He knows all of your hiding places?
He must. I don't know if that's what it is or if he's just got little rat powers. I'm not really sure what it is, but the kid can always find anything I hide from him. It's absolutely crazy. But they're not crunchy either. Like, that's what I loved about him. They were super soft because it's more like a really soft cookie. Yeah. So it was really, really delicious if you want a really good healthy treat that, you know, but you still want the same taste as like the original cookie, because it really did taste a little bit like the original cookie. So and apparently they were good enough that the teenager will devour them as well. And let me tell you, my teenager is not like most teenagers. He does not just eat anything. He is very health conscious. He really watches what he eats. He tries to make really wise decisions. And once in a while, you know, he's a teenager, he'll splurge, he'll do the French fries and all that kind of stuff, which is totally cool. You're allowed to do that. But he is very, very health conscious. So he's not one of those individuals that's just going to mow down anything that he sees. That's not what he does. So the fact that I got the seal of approval and the two thumbs up on the Nutter Butters, that was a big deal.
And he's up before noon. Wow.
I know. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm like, dude, I walked Aspen this morning. That was like during my workout time. I'm like, I still have to work out. I still have to do some stuff before we can get to what we need to do today. It's cool. I'm just going to go listen to music and game for a little bit. Okay, carry on. See, now that's more like my normal teenager. This is my baby that I know and love. Headphones on, not really interacting with the rest of the world. That's the baby that I know and love. he scared me, though. He actually jump scared me this morning when he came downstairs, because nobody expects the elusive teenager this early in the day.
Right.
I mean, that's not how it goes down. I know you have the same thing in your house, though, with Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Then you have to look at them and think, what pod person has taken over your body? Because I'm not expecting this.
Right? It's very jarring when
it throws you off. It completely throws you off.
It does. It really has those moments. And I was telling everybody a little earlier this hour about the winner of the Eric Michael Gillette tickets. And if you notice, I got a little thrown off my game. That's because the teenager walked into the room and I had no idea what to do with myself at that moment in time. We do have to go through our calendar days here quickly, because we have some good stuff to celebrate today. A couple of good food ones on here as well, like really good food ones. So we're going to start with the non-food ones, though. It's International Red Shoe Day today. Now, I have a couple of pairs of red shoes. They're not the most comfy shoes in the world, so I probably won't sport them. But this is really a day to remember and celebrate anybody who's passed away from Lyme disease and some of those other invisible diseases in this world, like fibromyalgia, as well as chronic fatigue syndrome. So that is why we wear our red shoes for today. It is also, National Hire a Veteran Day. Now, we all hear about our veterans coming over from serving in the military and having a really hard time sometimes getting their feet back underneath of them in what they call the civilian world. So today is a day to really take a look at their skills, everything that they've accomplished in their life, and give them a chance in the workforce. And I know there's a lot of awesome businesses out here who do in this area who do just that. So that is really awesome. And we do a lot around here for our veterans because they are so important. And if you are a veteran listening this morning, thank you so much. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts for your service. It is also National Carousel Day today as well. So if you want to take a ride on the carousel, didn't the Hollies back in the 60s have a song about a carousel?
A carousel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember playing that on oldies radio. Not one of my favorites, by the way, but it was a good one. And I believe over at Circus World, they do have a carousel that you can take a ride on. And over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, if you want to do that, family four pack, $94 or $92 value, $64 when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So whether it's today or maybe over the weekend, you take a ride on a carousel, or even, you know, before they close the Big Top show for the summer months, you got plenty of opportunities. So make sure you do that. National Intern Day is also today. All of those young people out there who are eager to learn more about their jobs. You notice we don't get a lot of interns at the radio station. They're like, no, we've seen what this has to offer. We're good. We're gonna go do something else with our life. That's what we're gonna do. It's also National Refreshment Day, just in general today. Whatever your favorite refreshment is, this is your day to partake. Whether that means whether it's an adult beverage, whether it's just, you know, some water, whether it's something a little fancier, doesn't matter. This is your day to enjoy your favorite refreshment. Now, do you have a favorite drink that you would partake in today with National Refreshment Day? Something that you absolutely don't have all the time, but when you have it, you're like, yeah, I don't know why I don't do this more often.
Well, it's going to be an adult beverage. It's going to be a cocktail for sure. Mm-hmm. Because actually, I mean, I drink a lot of water. I'm like you. I drink a lot of water. So when I'm not drinking water, then it's usually, boy, you put me on the spot.
I'm sorry,
what will it be today? I think maybe something with rum would be good.
Oh, there
today.
We go. Yeah, because you don't pull up rum a lot, do you? I mean, that's not one of those drinks that you're like, ooh, let's have our rum today. And when I think of rum, I usually think of it for the winter months. I don't know why. But rum is delicious.
See, and that's the thing, too. Yesterday we had, what was it, National Tequila Day?
Yeah.
And so, like, margaritas, they're a perfect summer drink. And then there are other drinks that you think more in line with fall or winter or something like that. They might be a little heavier.
Sure. But rum is one of those to me, but it's delicious. Yeah. It really is. It's got to be in the right drink though for me. But I agree. Rum would be good. Now for me, I'm way simple. I'm really, really simple because we make these things in our house and we've made them since the boys were little, where you just take a little orange juice and a little Sprite, you mix them together. And the boys used to think they were the most fabulous cocktails ever. And they're literally Sprite and orange juice, but they're so good and they're so refreshing. They really truly are when it's warm. Outside, and then we used to take them when the boys were little and I would freeze them. And then if they were playing outside and it was really, really hot in the summer, I would let them thaw a little bit so they got kind of slushy. So then they had like these Sprite orange juice slushies. That's like one of my go-to drinks. I know it sounds really ridiculous, but it is really, really good.
No, but it's whatever hits the spot, right?
I mean, yeah. Really, and my mama used to make them for me when I was little. And so I guess maybe there's a little nostalgia involved with them as well, but they really are. They really are delicious. Let's see, what else do we have on our list? Oh, this is where we get into the good food ones, Finn. And I told you there were a couple of really great ones. So today is National Wine and Cheese Day today. Wine, cheese, I mean, this is a pairing that we know goes hand in hand, especially if you're here in Wisconsin with all of our fabulous wineries. And of course, being the home of dairy, right? So wine and cheese today. Now, it's also National Chili Dog Day today, along with it being National Hot Fudge Sundae Day today.
Ooh.
Like, I mean, right? Like, wow. This is a meal planned out for you. You don't even have to try at this point.
You got everything covered there.
Exactly. So have your chili dog, have your hot fudge sundae, have your wine and your cheese with your favorite refreshment. Take a ride on the carousel maybe before so you don't make yourself nauseous, and celebrate well, people, because this is a good day. This is a really good day. I feel like this is too good to be true on a Friday Eve. I feel like this should be some sort of weekend day, quite honestly.
Yeah, but, especially for our calendar days. This is kind of a knock it out of the park kind of day.
It's kind of one of those big ones without, like, under the radar kind of big one, just based on what we have for today. Some good stuff on there. Taking a look at our forecast right now, you're going to need a refreshing beverage over the next couple of days because it's going to be warm and muggy basically from now through the weekend. Lots of sunshine today with a high right around 80, then down to 57 tonight. Pretty much the same tomorrow, sun and 81. And then as we look ahead to Saturday and Sunday, warm and humid, highs going to be in the mid-80s. Right now, it is 63.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great Rhine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
All you got is this moment.
her such as yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Ruffy Amadeus.